We are back. Putting, you know who it is. Your boy. Big Head is not with us right now, but it's cool. You know, it's Gucci. I'm going to go ahead and just run this podcast like it's supposed to be. Just jump right into it. I'm a black man, and I'm not going to speak on all behalf of black people, but just... But I'm just going to say the general. I'm sorry, my Asian Americans, that y'all have to endure this shit, that y'all have to suffer through this shit, because shit is uncalled for. You know, I got nothing but love for Asian. I have nothing but love for the Asian culture. And what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, and this is in the hood too, because we got Asian Americans that's down this way also. So it's like seeing this shit is kind of fucked up. And what's really more fucked up to me is that a lot of people is trying to paint this picture like it's black Americans that are doing this shit towards Asian Americans, and it's really not. Well, where I'm at, I don't see it. I see more of the white supremacy side doing that shit. So they got two minorities, three minorities that can actually target, you know, Asian Americans, blacks and Hispanic down this way. So it's like what I see is not what the media sees, but the general public of black Americans actually see this shit. You know, we see a couple occasions where we got a black guy that's, you know, taunting other Asian Americans, which we still deem as like, that's still fucked up regardless, you know, we still look at it as fucked up. So I don't care what anybody else has to say about that. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that shit is cool. Like, that shit's still fucked up regardless. But I just want to say, I'm sorry. You know, as a black man in America, I understand what's going on within the Asian culture. I see what the fuck is going on and what y'all going through, and it's fucked up. And I can actually relate. We can actually relate. So for anybody that's actually out there saying like, oh, it's black people that's doing this shit, it really isn't. Let's go ahead and make that shit clear. You know, it's the white supremacists out there, and these motherfuckers is fucking it up for every fucking body. You hear me? Like, these people are just necessarily destroying every fucking thing, and the first thing they're gonna do is come after minorities. So for all my Asian Americans is out there, I just want to let y'all know that D, Steph, Puddin, myself, Steph, Big Head, we stand by you. We stand by everybody. We stand by all this shit, and this is uncalled for, man. This is absolutely fucking uncalled for whatsoever. Calling it the fucked up virus that you guys want to call, I'm not even going to give it any light. I'm not going to even give it any name. The name of what people be calling it, I'm not going to give it any light, because that's not cool. But I really want you guys to know and understand that this is not black Americans doing this. Daddy. This is not black Americans doing this. This is the white supremacists that's painting this fucking picture and make it seem like as if it's black people that's doing this shit. It really isn't. Once again, we gotta stand up and fight for some shit that ain't even happening towards it happening. Like, that's not the fucking case. It got me stuttering over my words, and only because it's like it got me triggered, man. It got me real fucked up, and a lot of my friends is hitting me up. It's all like, bruh, what the fuck? Like, this shit's fucked up. You see this shit? I'm like, nigga, I see this shit, bro. This shit is fucked up. Like, this shit ain't right. Once again, it ain't black Americans doing this shit. This is the white supremacists painting the picture to make it seem like as if it's black people harassing Asian Americans and stuff. Like, we're not doing that shit. I feel like because the fact that we got to go through this shit, and because of the fact that we have to sit by and endure this shit is fucked up. Man, I can't even speak. like 3,000 incidents since the pandemic got started. This is ridiculous. Come on, man. Once again, America got to do better. And the motherfuckers who actually support this shit, y'all motherfuckers is making it harder for yourselves. Real shit. Y'all making it not only for the people in America, but y'all making it harder for yourselves. Y'all making it harder for just not only the minorities in America, man. Y'all making it harder for yourselves, too. That's just what it is. Because reflects on us is going to reflect back on the y'all. You hear me? Like, the people who don't want to mask up and shit like that, that's just going to reflect back on the y'all. The anti-vaxxers that don't want to vaccinate, that's going to reflect back onto y'all. Like, period. I don't care what your science says, but our science is actually fucking facts. And if you can't agree with facts, then obviously you're just oblivious and delusional like everybody else that sit here and support Trump for his shit. You know, like, you just as bad. You know, you just as bad as a MAGA. Like, I call them maggots. You feel me? Like, they're fucking disgusting. I don't give a fuck with nobody. Say the people that bars the fucking Capitol and shit like that, y'all some fucking maggots. You hear me? But whatever. If it was black people that did some shit like that, yeah, everybody would have known the outcome of that shit. So once again, I'm thankful I got this platform. Thank you, Anchor, for letting me, you know, express how I feel. And once again, this shit is bullshit. This shit is uncalled for. Come on, America. We can do better than this. We already got black racism. We don't need no more Asian racism. We don't need Hispanic racism. We don't need any type of minority racism going on in America. Like, if you allies, man, speak up. Step the fuck up. Actually say something, man. Tell the people, shut the fuck up. The dude on the bus talk about some, all the diseases come from China. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. That shit is dumb, bro. You sound dumb without your fucking facts. You're not a doctor. You're not none of that shit. You're no type of profession to give any type of rhetoric that come out of your fucking mouth. Once again, shut the fuck up and let the professionals handle that, man. And just leave, and just go with what professionals go with. Like, it's not hard. If you don't know something, go to somebody that do. You're not going to sit here and guess how to put shit together. You're going to go to somebody that know how to put the shit together. It's the same shit. You're going to go to a doctor that can fix your fucking arm. And if he says you got to vaccinate to cure that E. coli or to cure that fucking staph you got going on, you got to vaccinate. But whatever. Whatever. Once again, who would have known that this virus would have came from China? What if it came from Italy? Or what if it came from Australia or some shit? I said, y'all gonna call it the Australian flu too? Like, y'all gonna be discriminating to Australians in America? Like, come on now. That shit is dumb. Sounds stupid. Sound real stupid. Right? What if it did come from Africa? So now y'all really gonna hate on African people? You really gonna hate people of color? Fuck out of here, dude. I'm out of here. Y'all have a good one. It's your boy, Puddin'. And we'll be back with another episode. I just had to express that, but I'm out.